Live from New York City, it's The Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, on location today, and we'll be for the next 3 months. We're going to talk about a new study from Barcelona Institute for Global Health, which is in Spain, talking about people living near green spaces are at a lower risk of metabolic syndrome. We also have some video clips, including one from Tulsi Gabbard, who is now considered extremely anti-war, as if that should be something she should defend against? No. That's something that we all should support. Also from Lieutenant General Riley. He explains how the European Union is taking over the UK's defense and intelligence capabilities. None of this is discussed in the issues surrounding Brexit, which all of the major media in the United States are against. I happen to be for it for different reasons, because each nation should maintain some sense of its own sovereignty. But with the European Union, no one has sovereignty. And this general who headed all of the different departments of defense in Great Britain comes forward like a whistleblower telling the truth. Also, we're going to have a short clip from a person who is attacking the young Swedish environmentalist, Greta Thunberg, and we'll let her have her say, and then I'll deconstruct what she's saying. And most importantly today, and the most time will be spent on an open letter that is going to every member of Wikipedia's board, its attorneys, and all fiduciaries. They're being put on notice that we have uncovered all of what they've been doing that the public and the media has chosen not to pay attention to. We have breached their walls. They're going to have to look now at what we have, thousands of internal messages showing the true bias, an extreme bias. In fact, we're going to actually read one of that on the air today, and we've sent them this. And I'll tell you in advance that what the person is saying is vulgar and demeaning. But this is a person who's then editing Deepak Chopra and Maya's website, as well as others. And some of the language will be, well, it'll be salty and offensive, but I intend to leave it in because I want you to see what they actually say about people that they're editing their websites, and why no amount of effort by anyone is able to change the hatred, the animus that they are displaying to each other. I guess they felt that they had enough firewalls that no one ever be able to get to their actual personal communications. Hello, we have all their communications and their real identities. We've already served notice of litigation coming to four of them. There's going to be a lot more. But what's important is now the people who are the fiduciaries, now that they will see in three articles, the first today, which is also going to the Inspector General, the Internal Revenue Service, we're challenging the nonprofit status, and we want you to send it to every member of Congress, your legislator, getting a communication from you. It puts them on notice. Better investigate this. And the last thing that they could handle is an open discussion before Congress under oath, because we would be testifying, I would be testifying, and the last person on earth they want to hear testify under oath before Congress is me. We're coming with all the documentation to take down Wikipedia from what it's pretended to be, an encyclopedia with no bias allowed and fully objective criteria when it's engaging in none of the above on health issues. So now the articles 44 we've written up to this point, now there's a whole different direction with absolute proof using their own words. And this should, at the very least, embarrass them. At the and make them have radical change. Otherwise, we intend to see that their nonprofit status is taken away and their indemnification is taken away, and then see how they edit. If you're listening to this live, write down this number, because you can use this anywhere in the United States and Canada, noon to 1, Monday to Friday, 7 to 8 on Tuesday with Progressive Commentary Hour, and listen live. This number is 605-562-7900. 605-562-7900. However, if you can't listen live and you want to, let's say, download a show later in the evening, let me give you our archive number. 701-719-9976. 701-719-9976. We always begin by the latest on health and healing. Middle-aged and older adults, according to Barcelona Institute for Global Health, who live in greener neighborhoods, meaning more shrubs and trees and community parks, are at a lower risk of developing metabolic syndrome than those living in areas with less green spaces. That's the conclusion of a new study by the Institute, and that's important. Now, why is that important? Because think of the epidemic of metabolic syndrome. And we're now seeing that metabolic syndrome is a cluster of conditions, as you already know, that occur together, including obesity, hypertension or high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and abnormal fat levels. It's a major risk factor for non-communicable diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. To date, a number of studies have analyzed the relationship between exposure to green spaces and individual components of metabolic syndrome. And this was published. It's just one of these studies in environmental pollution. So it's important. Get out. Get into green spaces. From the University of Texas comes a study about positive relationships boost self-esteem and vice versa. So here's a question. Does having close friends boost your self-esteem, or does having high self-esteem influence the quality of your friendships? Both, according to a meta-analysis of more than two decades of research published by the American Psychological Association. They're saying, Dr. Michelle Harris at the University of Texas, that for the first time, we have a symptomatic answer to a new key question in the field of self-esteem research. Whether and to what extent a person's social relationships influence his or her self-esteem development and vice versa. And the answer is that it works throughout your entire lifespan. This was published also in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. And this was based upon 52 studies involving 47,000 participants. So men or women, it works the both. So just imagine if you have a double positive or the consequences of a double negative. And we see this all the time. What do I mean? Let's say that you've grown up and you were fortunate to grow up, as many have, in a family that they valued certain fundamental qualities of life. Honesty, integrity, discipline, manners, morals, and character. And so those are the things, like the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts and Sea Scouts, they all learn these. I know I was in the Scouts for years. In fact, I was working towards the Eagle Scout when I was asked to be a Scoutmaster, and I did. And I saw how when the kids came from families that had already given them the idea of, you know, we're all going to make mistakes, and that's fine, as long as you learn from them, because it's not one mistake for most people in life that causes a problem. It's the repeated mistakes by not learning lessons. So you grow up and you have a pretty good sense of self-esteem. You know that you're a good person by your deeds, your thoughts. Well, then imagine that you're in social relationships that are themselves positive, where other people in that group of friends or associates have good sense of self, not egotistical, not narcissistic, but rather they're confident and comfortable in their own skin. They don't have to apologize by self-destructive tendencies or low self-esteem or head bowing before others they feel are more righteous or better than them. And so all the people feel good about themselves. The quality of that relationship is going to be enhanced, and therefore you're going to feel even better about yourself because you're around good people. Now take it to the other extreme. You grow up and you don't have unconditional love. You may have conditioning, but it's conditioning to be highly competitive, take no prisoners, to be the best at everything, and if you can't be, then be angry at the people who are better. So your only attention becomes one of reward for achieving something that under normal circumstances you may not have wanted to do. Well, that sacrifices who you really are and substitutes an artificial sense of self that's generally the parent, whether it's a mother or father. And we've heard the term years ago, soccer parents. You know, they're out there as if this is an NFL Super Bowl championship and their kid has to do whatever it takes, you know, to be the best. Well, that develops actually just the opposite, develops low self-esteem. So who are you more likely to associate with then? Other people who can commensurate with your pain, you're being a victim? Yeah. And now you have a double negative. And we have whole social movements, especially identity politics movements, that everything is negative. They can't find a reason to smile, a joke to laugh at, they're offended by everything and everyone. And now it's in our young people. And this is unfortunate. This is happening now. And it shouldn't be. So this is telling us, work on your own self-esteem. And you can do that. And then be around other people who are going to reinforce positive relationships because they've cultivated self-esteem. And they're sharing it. It makes a huge difference. Otherwise, you can be one of these people who may have some good self-esteem, but in a relationship with a dominant alpha male or female who doesn't, and now you're finding yourself just adapting or maladapting to their needs for what you're to be. And what if they take you away from being a person of confidence and health and happiness and optimism and can do to a person that's just there to feel the barrage of their anger and their unrequited resentments of not being fulfilled by anything in life? From Southern Medical University, published in the American Journal of Chinese Medicine, comes a study about a precursor to resveratrol. Now, you all know what resveratrol is. It's a very powerful polyphenol, what we call polyphenolic plant, that helps with blood pressure, aging, and overall positive adaptogenic qualities in our body, like ginseng. But there's a precursor to it, and it's called polydatin, P-O-L-Y-D-A-T-I-N, and it can help prevent heart disease. So this is very important. Now, where do we get this? Where does it come from? Well, it's known to lower blood pressure. Well, resveratrol also lowers blood pressure, and it's known to protect your brain. Well, resveratrol also protects our brain, and it's known to lower the bad cholesterol, the LDL. And resveratrol does it too, except it may be even more powerful than resveratrol. It is found polydatin is a natural precursor of resveratrol, and it does help your heart, and it modulates your cholesterol metabolism in macrophages, which, by the way, are immune cells involved in the inflammatory process, which is associated with atherosclerosis. The more inflammation you have in your arteries, more likely you are to have atherosclerosis. And so it can also relieve injuries caused by cardiovascular disease. Polydatin is also known as piceid, P-I-C-E-I-D. That is a monocrystalline compound found in the roots and rhizomes of the herb Japanese knotweed, K-N-O-T-W-E-E-D, knotweed. And it's been used in traditional Chinese medicine for a long time. Now, resveratrol we're getting from grapes and peanuts and cacao. But this is right there with it. So, I'm sure that you have not heard about this before. We'd like to bring you information before it gets out of something that's been proven to work, has good science behind it, is natural, non-toxic. And so when you have something that is anti-platelet aggregative, that means it's going to help separate your blood cells and prevent a clotting which can cause a stroke. When it's got powerful antioxidant action, when it's cardioprotective, anti-inflammatory, and immune regulatory, then polydatin can also protect mitochondria cells from injury due to oxygen and glucose deprivation. It can help alleviate liver injury caused by continuous consumption of a high-fat diet. And most importantly, it can reverse genetic alterations in the brain caused by chronic alcoholism and protect the lungs from acute and chronic lung disease. So, something that can help prevent a stroke, help your heart, help your brain, reduce heart injuries caused by atherosclerosis. Yeah, this is important. So now you know something that you didn't before you tuned on the show today, and that's what we like every day. Something else I'll bet you didn't know. And this is a good study from South Dakota State University, and it's about mainstream medicines, cancer treatments of radiation and chemotherapy. Well, they're not cures, and we know this. In fact, they can make cancer more deadly or cause cancer. But new research shows some common vegetables may be more effective in battling cancer. Why? The answer has to do with what I talked about last week, cancer stem cells. And chemotherapy and radiation can't touch those cancer stem cells like this can. And by the way, this was published in the journal Cancer. Researchers from UCLA showed that radiation actually makes breast cancer more malignant. They found that radiation kills about half of the tumor cells treated. But radiation also transforms other cells into, quote, induced breast cancer stem cells, end quote. Though cancer stem cells make up less than 5% of a tumor, they can regenerate the original tumor. That's why people will say, oh, we did chemotherapy and radiation, the cancer shrunk. Yeah, and then it comes back. Though cancer stem cells make up just a tiny fraction of a cancer, they can rejuvenate that original tumor. In fact, new stem cells are up to 30 times or 3,000% more likely to form tumors compared to cancer cells that didn't get radiation. And these stem cells can always migrate through blood vessels, spreading to secondary locations, hence metastasis. And by the way, chemotherapy works the same way. It kills only the less harmful cancer cells. The cells that are left are far more lethal, and because what they have left is they have the stem cells, and that's not good. So, South Dakota State University found that a compound in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower can target those cancer stem cells. In fact, it may help prevent the reoccurrence and spread of some cancers. The compound is called phenethyl isothiocyanate, or make it simple, PEITC. Now, when the researchers added PEITC to a petri dish with human cervical cancer stem cells, about 75% of the stem cells died within 24 hours. And PEITC is found in your cruciferous vegetables. And studies have shown anti-inflammatory powers. It's also been shown to have chemopreventative activity against a range of cancers, colon cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, and pancreatic cancer. It's currently in clinical trials for lung cancer. So that's good. So the next time you hear that someone has cervical cancer, suggest that they have 3 glasses of organic fresh cabbage juice every day. That could be going a long way towards helping them. Also, finally, from the University of Helsinki and Max Planck Institute, published in PLOS Genetics, peer-reviewed journal, anxiety disorders are linked to disturbances in the cell's powerhouses. What do I mean? Let's make it really basic. The powerhouse of your cell is called the mitochondria, M-I-T-O-C-H-O-N-D-R-I-A. And those mitochondria provides energy for cellular functions. But those activities can become disturbed when chronic stress leads to anxiety symptoms, and then you got a problem. So simply stated, chronic stress, no matter what its cause, the whole life events, divorce, unemployment, loss of a loved one, war, are a major risk factor for developing panic attacks and anxiety disorders. And that, in turn, ends up causing problems with your mitochondria. And that's one of the reasons what people who have anxiety disorders frequently say they feel tired. They don't have the immune system, and they don't have the energy in the mitochondria. One more reason to engage in mindful meditation, yoga, power walking, being around nature, things you can do that are non-medical that can help bring down your cortisol and adrenaline levels and protect your mitochondria. That's the latest to health and healing. We're 20 minutes into our program. I'm Gary Nall. We're going to come back, and I'm going to go directly into a letter that was sent this morning to the entire board of Wikipedia and all of its attorneys, and you're going to hear the full report. It's now, as of right now, it's now up on PRN.fm. We suggest that you download it. We suggest that you send it to your legislators, requesting hearings, just like they did on Google and Facebook, and look at all they found was wrong. And they're going to find far more is wrong with Wikipedia. There's a whole cabal of people who seem to believe that their only task in life is destroying everything involving complementary and alternative medicine. All of its hundreds of thousands of practitioners, its hundreds of millions of recipients of good quality information, whether it's on acupuncture, yoga, meditation. Oh, and by the way, they really demean anything with spirituality because they're atheists. They pride themselves on how atheistic they are. I found a rare piece of footage today. I sent it over to Jesse. If time permits, we're going to play it. It's Dr. Herbert Benson, a board-certified cardiologist on the medical staff at Harvard University, a professor there. And he was the first, at least that I'm aware of, to go to the Himalayas and test the yogis in things that could not be done by any medical system in the world. And yet they did it. They did impossible things. And they filmed it, and this is discussed, even though you can't see it, it's only 6 minutes long. You can hear it discussed, and they measured. They were a whole group of medical students went with them, and researchers. They hooked all these meditators up. My God, they did things that there's no explanation for. Well, there's no explanation if you're a skeptic. There's no explanation if you're just a regular orthodox, closed-minded, highly arbitrary, and frequently, you know, God symptom physician. But these people had mastered energy, something that you're not taught in medical school. Back in a moment. Please stay with us. I'd like to welcome all of you from all over the world and all the different stations listening over the internet, over your phone. Now I'm going to share a very important letter. It is posted. Please send it to everyone you know in the media. This is a debate that should be happening. The legitimacy of Wikipedia as an objective and completely unbiased originating source of information, because on the topic of health and nutrition and alternative medicine and all alternative healing systems, we're able now to prove conclusively with prima facie evidence that they are extremely biased, to the end of a scale of bias. I also want to apologize in advance. I'll be sharing some language in one of their communications to show you the depth of their animus towards those of us in the field. But this is a letter sent by one of our staff attorneys, Neil Greenfeld, this morning. Quote, Dear Wikipedia Foundation board members and attorneys, I'm writing on behalf of my client, Gary Nall, Ph.D. In the past, I've written to the Wikipedia Foundation's legal department on several occasions. Those letters were also copied to members of the Foundation's board in an effort to find a rationale and an amicable means to address the fact that Dr. Nall has been and is being defamed on his Wikipedia biography, which is constituted as a biography of a living person. Our many attempts over the years to edit the Nall biography to bring accuracy and neutrality with verifiable references have been either reverted or censored. Likewise, we have identified and communicated with many other advocates and practitioners of complementary and alternative medicine and non-conventional medicine who likewise have been defamed on Wikipedia and similarly denied the opportunity to make corrections. This includes internationally recognized persons such as Dr. Deepak Chopra and Professor Rupert Sheldrake. Despite having received enormous global press coverage for decades, nearly 100% positive, Dr. Chopra's Wikipedia biography is laden with unconditional condemnations, slander, and blatant untruths about his character, professional achievements, publications, and theories. The attached document provides evidential testimony to this truth. On numerous occasions over the years, we have made every legitimate effort to first attempt to edit and correct inaccuracies in the Nall and biography as well as Chopra's biography. We also request to be removed completely from Wikipedia, as Dr. Nall is not the originator of this Wikipedia entry, nor did he authorize anyone to create it. In fact, it was a decades-long opponent of Drs. Chopra and Nall, Dr. Stephen Barrett, a disgraced and unlicensed psychiatrist who Wikipedia editors sanctioned by Mr. Jimmy Wales, the co-founder of Wikipedia, and relies upon as a dependable and expert, end quote, reference source to justify the libelous attacks against both men. Barrett's credentials as a self-proclaimed consumer medical advocate were discredited, and he was forced to admit that he had lost his medical board certification for having failed the certification examination. However, in every instance, none of our edits were able to withstand immediate censorship and were removed within several minutes. My earlier correspondence to the Foundation's legal department meticulously laid out, point by point, the standards of fairness and objectivity rules that form Wikipedia's three core content policies. 1, verifiability. 2, a neutral point of view. And 3, no original research. Wikipedia's editorial standards applicable to living persons' biography are even more rigorous. We demonstrated how every commentary in the Nall biography violated these policies, and by Wikipedia's own rules of a living person legally warrants prompt removal without further comment. The legal department's response and instructions were to continue doing the same things we had tried for years to no avail. In effect, the legal department was mocking us in the belief that Mr. Wells, the Foundation's boards, and a faction of editors aligned with Mr. Wells' personal ideology beliefs were above the law. The legal department's attitude towards Nall and Chopra and others, including notable alternative medical practitioners, is that there is nothing that can be done, and therefore there were, in effect, being punished without recourse by an anonymous group of individuals who equally share a prejudiced and unscientific perspective about advocates of complementary and alternative medicine and non-conventional medical communities. Our additional investigations have uncovered incontrovertible evidence that the majority of these anonymous editors possess no expertise on the health subjects they edit and administer. Moreover, they do so with undeniable malice. Our team of journalists and scholars and attorneys has spent the past 24 months documenting evidence and identifying individuals responsible for the flagrant fabrications and character denigrations found on Wikipedia's living persons' biographies. Outside constitutional counsel informed us that we will be able to defend these challenges in a court of law. We now possess numerous documents from whistleblowers and former top administrators of Wikipedia who supplied us with internal communications among those editors who were personally responsible for editing, protecting, and in effect defaming Dr. Chopra and Null with malice of intent. Several editors have already been given notice of potential legal steps to be taken against them. Additional legal notices to other Wikipedia editors are pending. Below is one example. We have collected over 50 additional similar statements that can be used in a court of law. This editor is a Wikipedia administrator declaring that any attempt to prove or protect the reputation of Gary Null will not be tolerated, quote. And as an aside, this is where we breach their walls. These are hard prima facie facts, and we have them all documented. Too late to take them down, we have them. Quote, actually, I was following up some obvious agenda-driven IP vandalism. Gary Null is a crank. If your agenda requires you to establish or protect the credibility of Null, then you are doomed, I'm afraid. Guy, help. 10/19 and December 2015. And quote, it is a valid comment from a valid source with a valid criticism of Null's idiocy. I advise you to pick your fights carefully. As I said before, if you think Null's views increase the credibility of your position, then you have a very serious problem. This is a fringe territory. The claims Null makes do not normally get touched by scientists because they are batshit insane. It would be like insisting an official government refutation of Alex Jones's claim that the San Bernardino mass shootings is a false flag operation. Guy, by the way, we know who Guy is, help. And then it gave the time, the date stamp, end quote. So, there you hear from one. We have dozens of actual communications of people trying to change a bio to make it accurate, to make it honest. And you see the people who administer it, who lock it in, so you can't change it. That's who they are. We've got them. They have just been nailed. It is our contention that accuracy and journalistic integrity on matters of health can be a matter of life and death for millions of ill people who rely upon Wikipedia for scientifically reliable information about medical options for treatment in order for Wikipedia users to make informed decisions. In the absence of providing such encyclopedic information, Wikipedia is encouraging a culture that possesses a grave threat to numerous lives. This is a moral issue that violates the underlying principles of medicine to do no harm. To date, there are almost 1,000 health-related entries on Wikipedia that, for all practical matters, have been hijacked by a specific special interest group with the sole intent to use the encyclopedia in order to advance its own limited ideological view about therapeutic treatments to battle disease. In particular, positive and confirmatory clinical evidence to support a large variety of alternative medical disciplines are categorically disallowed. Wikipedia's systemic prejudice, intolerance, and sustained effort to defame complementary and alternative medicine, many of its leading advocates, not only imperils public health, it is also in direct violation of Wikipedia's policies. It also violates federal laws regarding defamation and libel. A precedent for taking legal steps against Wikipedia is found in the court rulings Battelle versus Holstein, U.S. District Court, ND, Illinois, number 11C00921, February 27, 2012. The ruling was in favor that false and damaging statements made on a website or blog subject the author to liability under defamation laws. Furthermore, the case of Huron versus Denton, 841 F 3rd 733, 7th Court, 2016, ruled that a website is not a passive transmitter of information present by others when conditions are such that it requires contributions to provide disparaging comments as a condition of being published. Under such a ruling, Wikipedia's claims to benefit and protect itself under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act for defamatory statements can be legally challenged. To emphasize the gravity of the seriousness that Mr. Wells and Wikipedia editors may face, we are informing you that we have volumes and volumes of conversations between Wikipedia editors, administrators, and others confirming their intentions to only rely upon negative material in order to destroy people's reputations. Since our previous letters addressed to Mr. Wells have gone unheeded, this is being addressed to the entire board in the hopes that you find the wisdom to rectify the matter without delay. We have gathered much data from our investigations and only await another sound reason to make it public. Well, today, we're making it public. You will see that we're increasing over the next 2 weeks with three of these. Now to the following. This is the article we sent them. Wikipedia Misinformation and Prejudice. Case examples of Dr. Deepak Chopra and Gary Null. As of today's day, quote, recently, when the Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg appeared on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, she characterized the smell of New York City as indescribable. This is a perfect malapropism to describe the deep editorial bias that exists throughout Wikipedia, as well as the hostility of people operating within its virtual borders. The more one delves into the actual operations within Wikipedia, the more one realizes how it is anything but an encyclopedia. Instead, it is a loose confederation of entrenched special interest groups that overpower and control what is allowed to be entered on any given entry and what will be excluded, no matter how inaccurately the evidence supports their edits. The principles upon which Wikipedia were founded appear to be noble, at least on paper. One of Wikipedia's central tenets is that everything should be written and edited from a neutral point of view, especially biographies of living persons. For such individuals, Wikipedia's rules mandate a high degree of sensitivity. An entry's content must adhere rigorously to all applicable laws in the United States and to Wikipedia's three core content policies: neutral point of view, verifiability, and no original research. However, the more one investigates the encyclopedia's living personalities entries, the more obvious it becomes that these policies are nothing but a cover for what really takes place. Over the last 2 years, we have posted 44 in-depth original investigative reports and scholarly articles to present the evidence that Wikipedia unconditionally condemns all forms of complementary and alternative medicine, including complementary and alternative medicine's leading advocates and practitioners. It has adopted the practice of labeling all non-conventional medical practice like chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathy, as pseudoscience, a derogatory term that Wikipedia has created its own definition for. Practitioners of these medical modalities who bring great health benefits to others are characterized as quacks and charlatans, or in the words of Wikipedia's co-founder Jimmy Wells, lunatic charlatans. We further demonstrated that the anonymous Wikipedia authors and editors' claims that these alternative medical practices are ineffective, unproven, or dangerous are largely unsupported by published peer-reviewed research, which, according to Wikipedia's rules, should be regarded as the most reliable sources. Instead, these editors rely upon personal opinion articles, websites, and blogs considered by Wikipedia's rules to be the last reliable and therefore the ones to be avoided. To the contrary, the thousands, tens of thousands of quality peer-reviewed studies that support the effectiveness of complementary and alternative medical practices are rarely, if ever, referenced. We also expose the identities of some of these authors who self-identify as skeptics. It is their intentional and stated mission to slant Wikipedia entries in order to reject the efficacy and safety of complementary and alternative therapies and theories. As we investigated further, we learned that these skeptics have surrounded their intellectual integrity to what? their purpose to pursue their stated goal for the sole purpose to destroy the public's faith in all alternative therapy disciplines. Throughout Wikipedia's biographies, from complementary and alternative medicine's leading practitioners and spokespersons, have been in gross violation of the site's neutrality policies and defamation laws for over a decade. This is due in part to entrenched editors and Wikipedia administrators with a deep admitted hatred bordering on intellectual violence of the topics they write about. This analysis is to rebut the most common defense by skeptic editors. Oh, we're only seeking to accurately report the coverage of this person in reliable news sources, and the overwhelming coverage of this person is negative, end quote. Really? You're wrong. To present objective statistical evidence that this is a falsehood perpetrated to continue libel and defamation, we have created charts of citation bias. It's never been done before on Wikipedia. And news coverage are provided for several Wikipedia biographies. All supporting data is available. For example, Gary Nall, a PhD, dietitian, clinical nutritionist, author of dozens of best-selling books and multiple award-winning documentaries, an alternative medical researcher, has been encountered extreme hostility bias on his Wikipedia page. Though there is not enough mainstream news coverage to compare to his Wikipedia page, the bias can still be calculated. Dr. Nall has requested Wikipedia take down his biography on dozens of occasions, citing damage to his professional reputation. Wikipedia has refused multiple times to make even minor changes. Deepak Chopra, a distinguished board-certified medical doctor, one of the most prominent alternative integrative medicine practitioners in the United States, his Wikipedia biography stands in stark contrast to his news coverage. Dr. Chopra has requested Wikipedia remove his biography, citing damage to his professional reputation. Wikipedia has refused. In addition, on numerous occasions, unbiased editors have attempted to bring fairness and accuracy to this page with only a bare minimum of success. And then we have Harold Dr. Death Shipman. He's a deceased physician and perhaps the most prolific serial killer in history. His Wikipedia biography stands as an example of appropriate neutral reporting, especially as compared to his news coverage. His biography is an example of how Wikipedia is supposed to work. Now to the news coverage. This is a breakdown of news articles about the two most covered people on the list, Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. Harold Death Shipman. The chart was gathered through a Google News search of the top articles relating to these persons, 80% in the case of Dr. Chopra, 41% in the case of Dr. Shipman. Now, a positive coverage is any article that mostly focuses on a sympathetic or supportive description of a person who listed as positive coverage. A negative coverage means any article that mostly focused upon condemning or criticizing in their description of a person who listed in negative coverage. Deepak Chopra has a 97% of the news coverage on him is positive. Out of 80 articles read, only two were negative, both from the same article on the same blog. Harold Dr. Death Shipman, unsurprisingly, for a prolific serial killer, 85% of Dr. Shipman's 41 article coverage was negative and focused on his horrific murders. 15% focused on his skill as a doctor, a family man, and his likability. Here's the citation in Wikipedia biography. Again, what I'm about to do has never been done before, and this is what the American public, journalists, scholars, academics, and jurists should pay attention to. A. Objective. Any sentence that uses the reference to make a statement neutral, unqualified fact. There may be a terrible act referenced, but no value judgment is described. Wikipedia policies state that the vast majority of any biography should be objective. And if there is any bias, it should balance positive with negative. Examples: Bob Smith was imprisoned for fraud, a crime he denied. B. Subjective. Any sentence that uses the reference to make a judgment statement that dismisses, criticizes, or condemns the subject of the biography. There may be an objective fact enabled, or embedded, but the presence of a value judgment makes a statement subjective. Example, Bob Smith, described by police as a dangerous, untrustworthy criminal, was in prison for his crimes. Despite overwhelming proof of his guilt, he still pretends to be innocent. And then subjective positive. Any sentence that uses the reference to make a judgment statement that validates or praises or uses the subject of the biography, there may be an objective fact embedded, but the presence of a value judgment makes it a statement subjective. Example, Bob Smith, described by neighbors as a kind, decent man, was accused of fraud by police. Despite his attempts to prove his innocence, the father of two was in prison. Now, then we created charts, Google charts, citation bias, Gary Null, citation bias, Deepak Chopra, citation bias, Dr. Death, Shipman, conclusions. Gary Null, the citations on Dr. Null are mostly subjective and negative, which by itself would be a violation, gross violation, horrific violation of Wikipedia's policies. In conjunction with active of efforts to prohibit any positive content and minimize neutral, objective content, it constitutes active defamation. Deepak Chopra, 41% of all the content on Dr. Chopra's biography are subjective and negative, with only 5% being positive. This is despite the fact that his news coverage was 97% positive. The large disparity between the news coverage and the citation bias proves that Wikipedia editors and administrators are lying when they insist that libeling Dr. Chopra is merely reporting predominant coverage. Harold Dr. Death Shipman, the despised serial killer, received a far more impartial, neutral biography than either Dr. Null or Chopra. 79% of his biography is objective, an appropriate percentage for Wikipedia, and the negative and positive minority content is roughly balanced. Final conclusions. Please listen carefully. The fact that Dr. Death has a more positive biography than either Deepak Chopra or Dr. Null is an indication of a deep, systemic, and vile prejudice, intolerance, and a sustained effort to defame. This bias distorts reality and is completely out of touch with objective reporting. Therefore, it violates not only Wikipedia policies, but laws regarding defamation and libel as well. The fact that the bias dramatically contradicts the coverage these editors claim to represent proves that they are ignoring the actual coverage and rely solely upon contentious sources that allow them to malign their targets. Dr. Null is not the original creator of his Wikipedia biography. It was created and written by a known enemy, Stephen Barrett, who opposes everything Null represents and stands for. Those who compose and protect his biography only seek negative and often slanderous material to further smear his character before the public, regardless of the lack of substantiating facts. The question then is, how can Wikipedia permit editors who are presumed to be volunteers to destroy a person who has no desire to be listed on the site in the first place? It is unjust and illegal in the United States to allow editors who represent an ideological operation to stage a crusade against persons and their reputations they admittedly select to ruin. Nevertheless, this is the culture Wikipedia fosters and in fact condones. Skeptic editors who portray Deepak Chopra and Gary Null in a worse light than a serial killer are guilty of defamation. Therefore, Wikipedia's co-founder Jimmy Wales must be held legally accountable, as he is completely aware and completely supportive of these activities. Given the countless failed attempts to reverse the disparaging content from Chopra and Null's pages, as well as the entries of hundreds of additional biographies that skepticism opposes, it can no longer be argued that Wikipedia is innocent. It is guilty of illicit negligence in allowing this activity to persist. In effect, these editors, sanctioned by Wikipedia, operate as agent provocateurs who act as a law unto themselves. They serve their cause as judge, jury, and executioner. This is extraordinarily dangerous for a so-called encyclopedia that has become the world's most visited website for acquiring information and knowledge. The abuse is so blatant that it mocks our entire judicial system, where a person is granted due process, a chance to defend themselves, and to obtain access to a jury of peers. Wikipedia and Jimmy Wales believe they are more powerful than our entire American judiciary. Are Wells and the skeptics and the ropes, that are they the new Robespierres for a new French Revolution? Their ideology and actions suggest that innocent people dedicated to improving the health of millions, and there are hundreds of thousands of those people in the alternative and complementary movement, as well as hundreds of millions of their patients or would-be patients, are now imprisoned in a virtual gulag from which there is no escape. The Soviet KGB and the East German Stasi would be proud. You've been put on notice. Richard Gale and Gary Nall and Neil Greenfeld. Please share this. This is the first and this is the lightest one. Over the next 2 weeks, I'll be preparing more, taking you in depth. Now that we know who the skeptics are, we've investigated their backgrounds. We know who Jimmy Wales is. We've investigated his background. We know who everyone close to Jimmy Wales is and theirs. We've looked into the board of directors' backgrounds. Now you'll see real, honest investigative reporting, and send this article today to every member of Congress. Send it to the Inspector General of the Internal Revenue Service, requesting they be audited because they're in violation, according to our research, of their nonprofit status. There also should be congressional hearings. We do not expect the mainstream media to do anything. After all, Wikipedia has been the greatest enemy of anyone who challenges the safety and efficacy of vaccines, challenges the safety and efficacy of GMO foods. So they're not on the same page. And they have long ago abrogated their responsibility as honest journalists. So that's where we are now. Share this, please. And by the way, just to finish up our program, 10 ways that the climate crisis and militarism are intertwined. And this is from Common Dreams, Medea Benjamin. Here, I'm going to go quickly over them. Number one, the U.S. military protects big oil and other extractive industries. The U.S. military has often been used to ensure that U.S. companies have access to extractive industry materials, particularly oil, around the world. In fact, the 1991 Gulf War against Iraq was a blatant example of war for oil. Today, the U.S. military supports Saudi Arabia in connection to the U.S. fossil fuel industry's determination to control access to the world's oil. Number two, the Pentagon is the single largest institutional consumer of fossil fuels in the world. If the Pentagon were a country, its fuel use alone would make it the 47th largest greenhouse gas emitter in the world, greater than the entire nations of Sweden, Norway, Finland. And the U.S. military emissions come mainly from fueling weapons and equipment, as well as lighting, heating, and cooling more than 560,000 buildings around the world. Three, the Pentagon monopolizes the funding we need to seriously address climate crisis. We are now spending over half of the federal government's annual discretionary budget on the military when the biggest threat to the United States national security is not Iran or China, but the climate crisis. Four, military operations leave a toxic legacy in their wake. U.S. military bases despoil the landscape, pollute the soil, and contaminate the drinking water. And at the Kadena base in Okinawa, the U.S. Air Force has polluted local land and water with hazardous chemicals, including arsenic, lead, polychlorinated biphenyls, asbestos, and dioxin. And here at home, the EPA has identified over 149 current or former military bases as Superfund sites because Pentagon pollution has left soil and groundwater highly dangerously polluted. Five. Wars ravage fragile ecosystems that are crucial to sustaining human life and climate. And six, climate change is a threat multiplier that makes already dangerous social and political situations even worse. In Syria, the worst drought in 500 years led to crop failures that pushed farmers to cities, exacerbating the unemployment and political unrest that contributed to the uprising in 2011. 7, U.S. Sabotages international agreements addressing climate change and more. The U.S. has deliberately and consistently undermined the world's collective efforts to address the climate crisis by cutting greenhouse gas emissions, speeding the transition to renewable energy. 8, mass migration is fueled by both climate change and conflict, with migrants often facing militarized repression. The 2018 World Bank Group report estimated that the impacts of climate change in 3 of the world's most densely populated developing regions, sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, and Latin America, could result in more than 140 million people becoming homeless and environmental refugees. 9, militarized state violence is leveled against communities resisting corporate-led environmental destruction, communities that fight to protect their lands and villages from oil drills, mining companies, ranchers, agribusiness, are often met with state and paramilitary violence. And 10, climate change and nuclear war are both existential threats to the planet. Catastrophic climate change and nuclear war are unique in the existential threat they pose to the very survival of the human civilization. I'm Gary Noll. Thank you all for listening, and have a nice day.